Very happy to be joined right now by NFL Hall of Famer and arguably, probably not even arguably, he just is the greatest. What?
There's no argument.
There's no argument. The greatest cornerback to ever play the game, prime time, the one and only number 21, Deion Sanders.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here in the camp, man. You guys are getting some national exposure, and I had to come check it out for myself.
Well, once you're here, now we know it's legit.
It's real.
We have arrived. Yeah. It is prime time for the Browns this season. A lot of that attention due to Johnny Manziel, obviously.
Man, I like him.
You like him?
I like him. Not only do I like him, I love him. The kid has excelled on every level. Why would you doubt him on this level just because we call this game professional? Pee wee, high school, college, he's excelled. And just because he attracts friends that excel in their different areas, we got a problem. I don't understand the problem with the kid.
I don't understand the problem either. I want to ask you from your standpoint as a defensive back, was it better for you to play against a pocket passer, or did you like playing against a pocket passer better, or a guy who can run around, improvise, and buy time like Johnny?
Depending on who that pocket passer is. If that pocket passer is Dan Marino, that's a whole different story. It depends on what that guy has and what receivers he has out there to him. Johnny presents you with a lot of things that you got to concern yourself about, especially when he gets outside the pocket. But Tom Brady ain't going nowhere. Peyton Manning ain't going nowhere, and they're two of the best that ever played the game. So it depends on what attributes come with that pocket passer or that scrambler.
No question about it. Now let's talk about the cornerback position. Woo! The Browns have one of the very best in the league in Joe Haden. I know you and he have become friends, spent some time at the Pro Bowl. Talk about your relationship with Joe and his game.
I love this kid, not just because he's one of the best. Arguably, he's the best in the game. But he's a great kid, man.
Yes.
I love this kid, man. And he's going to be around for a long time. He wants it. He wants to study. When we're together, he's always asking me these little questions about his game and how can he get better. And I love everything about him. And just adding Gilbert to him, just at a young age, it's going to be phenomenal. You guys could have the best tandem over the next several years.
Yeah, with Joe Haden locked up for 5 years, Gilbert could be here for 5 years. That could be very, very good to have those guys. When you get to spend time with guys like Joe Haden and Justin Gilbert, what kind of wisdom do you like to impart upon them?
Well, on camera is different. On camera, I got to do my job for the NFL Network, but off camera, we just talk about life. Because if off the field is not together, on the field is not going to be either. Sometimes on the field can be phenomenal, but then off the field is shattered. It's going to affect you on the field eventually. So we just talk about life, and then we migrate to what's on the field. And what are you thinking when you do this? Or what are you thinking when you do that? Because I watch all the games. I watch all the matchups. I watch the matchup against Antonio. I watch the matchup against that beast down there in Cincinnati, So I just love everything about him, but I like them to question me. I like them to pull it out of me. I don't want to go after them to say, I can help you with this. I want them to want it.
When you think about Justin Gilbert coming this team with Joe Haden already in place, how much does that help a young corner to have that established guy already playing at that level on the team?
It helps out tremendously because he has a mentor right across the field in the meeting room going home that he could pick up a phone and call at any time. But to just see how he goes about his craft is phenomenal. The only thing about it, you got to be mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically strong because the ball is coming, man.
That's right.
He's going to be busy. Coming. You see, the thing about great corners coming out of college, they rarely get beat. So you wonder, can you handle it in the pros? Because you're going to get beat. Not only happen, it's going to happen often, especially when you're young. And especially having Joe Haden on the other side, they're going to shy away from him. So you just hope and pray that he could handle it mentally and he could stay physically healthy.
If those two play to their potential, how good can this defense be with two lockdown corners?
The defense could really be phenomenal. I expect the defense to be phenomenal.